Every Christ follower is issued a simple and yet profound invitation. It's an invitation to follow. However, this is not an invitation to follow blindly, because His footprints are there for you to see. Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. If you dare to accept the challenge to follow Jesus in His steps, you will join a long line of faithful followers who have gone before you, both within Fraser Church and around the world. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 28 of In His Steps, Jesus Served Through Sacrifice. Jim George said, "The more you manifest a servant's heart in all you do, the more of an impact you'll have on people's lives." Our text is in Matthew chapter 20, verse 28. It says, "Even as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give His life as a ransom for many." Today concludes our journey of In His Steps as we've considered some footprints to follow. Along this journey, we have focused on four specific areas: passionate prayer, intentional presence, which is worship, radical generosity, which is giving, and surrendered service, which is serving. We have focused on both well-known saints of Scripture and obscure disciples of Jesus Christ. They have all given us models to follow when it comes to following Jesus. The perfect example of everything we need to be Christ-like, understandably, comes through Christ. No one has ever served like our Savior. His sacrifice at the cross is the ultimate example of humble service. Noticeably, each gospel writer records a purpose statement given by Jesus Himself. Matthew's is our verse for today, Matthew 20, 28, and the rest are as follows. In Mark, it says, "For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give His life as a ransom for many." Luke says, "For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." And John says, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." Interestingly, the only purpose statement repeated in the Gospels is that Jesus came to serve. Contemplate the examples of Jesus' acts of service in these next few statements. He left His throne room in glory to enter our world. He took on the form of a servant. He submitted Himself to an earthly father and mother. He went out of His way to heal the sick, lame, blind, and mute. He served tirelessly as people always begged for His attention. He washed His disciples' feet. He allowed the religious leaders to beat Him until He was unrecognizable. He sacrificed His life on the cross. He who knew no sin became sin so that we could become the righteousness of God. These are just a few of the many examples where Jesus modeled servanthood. Certainly, the Son of Man came not to only to be served, but to serve and to give His life as a ransom for many. Matthew chapter 20 records the mother James and John requesting that Jesus allow her sons to one day sit on His right and left-hand side in the kingdom. This request displeased the other 10 disciples. In the light of this selfish inquiry to be great, Jesus responds with these words. But Jesus called to them and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. It shall not be so among you, but whoever would be great among you must be your servant, and whoever would be first among you must be your slave." Jesus' definition of greatness involves service. That is the context of His concluding statement found at the end of Matthew, "Even as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give His life as a ransom for many." Notice the transitional word, "even." Even Jesus, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, came to give His life. Even Jesus, the Savior, served. Even Jesus, the Master, ministered. Since Jesus was willing to serve, how can His followers do anything less than become servants who ministered? Even so, Jesus, come, and until Your return, help us to serve You faithfully by serving others. Let's think about these questions today. What are your thoughts when you consider Jesus as a servant? What have you learned about following Jesus through the examples of those discussed in Scripture? What current examples come to mind when you think of prayer, worship, giving, and serving? In what ways can you be a good example for people to follow? Thank you, Lord, for the many examples you have given us, the footprints to follow. May we always follow in His steps.